Revelation chapter 5. I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who was sitting on the throne, covered with writing on both its sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel speaking with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But there was no one in heaven or earth or under the earth who could open the scroll. I bitterly cried and wept because nobody was found who was worthy to open the scroll or to go inside it. One of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the great descendant of David, has overcome, and he now can break the seven seals and open the scroll." I think this is the book or the scroll of life, where the people who are going to be in the kingdom are written, but it all couldn't come true until Jesus died on the cross. Then I saw a lamb standing in the midst of the throne, surrounded by four living creatures and the 24 elders. There was a lamb as it had been slain. It had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth throughout the earth. The lamb came and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who sits on the throne. And as he did so, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one having a harp and golden bowls filled with incense, which represent the prayers of the saints. So I think this is a picture of when Jesus ascends to heaven after he has overcome sin on the cross, been resurrected, and 40 days later he ascended to heaven. And all the angels there in heaven are rejoicing and praising him. And they sing a new song. "You are worthy to open the scroll and to take it and break the seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you redeemed to God people from every tribe, language, nation, and race, and have made them kings and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth." So that's us. We're going to be king priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And those people who were redeemed by the blood of Jesus, who is the Lamb, are people from every tribe, language, nation, and race. So those who are going to be king priests on the earth come from every tribe, language, nation, and race. So there will be people from every single language, and there's thousands of languages on the earth, who are redeemed into God's kingdom. So it's not just the members of one very small denomination based, let's say, in England or in Australia or in some particular country. They're not the only people who are going to be saved. There's going to be a huge number saved, as many as the stars in the sky and the grains of sand on the seashore. That's how big will be Abraham's seed. And if there's indeed going to be so many people saved from every tribe, language, nation, and race, well, this is why we've got to take the gospel into all the world, and why Jesus says, when the gospel has gone into all the world, then shall the end come. That's why it's really important, especially for young people who can travel and take risks, to go into the uttermost parts of the earth, deep into the jungles, to take the good news of Jesus to those who have truly not heard. So, again I looked, and I heard thousands and myriads of angels standing around the throne, along with the four living creatures and the elders, singing in a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and honour and glory and strength and praise." And I heard every creature in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and in the sea, absolutely all living creatures, and they were singing, "To him who sits upon the throne," that's God, "and to the Lamb," that's Jesus, "be praise, honour, glory, and might for ever and ever." And the four living creatures answered to them, "Amen." And the elders fell upon their faces and worshipped. So then, this is the huge achievement that was achieved by Jesus on the cross, on a day in April, on a Friday afternoon, on a hill just outside Jerusalem. Naked, rejected, laughed at, despised, covered in blood and spittle. This is what was achieved. And then when he rose from the dead, This is what was made possible, the salvation of all these people.